In 2010, according to the most recent census, minorities made up just 1% of Maine's overall population of more than 1.3 million people, but they accounted for 7% of the 2,000-plus people in the state prison system. The underlying question before a Maine committee of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights: are minorities and whites in the state's criminal justice system being treated the same way?
I think there's a case to be made that there could be modifications to sentencing, but I don't think it's rampant with discriminatory decisions.
That's Mark Dion, Democratic state representative from Portland and former Cumberland County Sheriff. Dion, who's now a defense attorney, co-chairs the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee.
Some of the men that we're concerned about committed heinous crimes, right? Significant crimes. And it would require an assessment of their individual case files to determine if the court went outside the riverbank. I've never been quick to rush to judgment till I have hard data in front of me to make that decision.
Dion says any disparity in sentencing in Maine is there by design.
State statute and constitutional considerations require an evaluation of the defendant's profile. Such an inquiry will undoubtedly yield disparate but not discriminatory results.
But discriminatory sentencing happens on a routine basis, says one longtime criminal defense attorney. Lenny Sharon says disparities faced by minorities convicted of crimes in Maine begin well before they're actually sentenced.
The disparity begins on people who are stopped, people who are searched, people who are arrested.
Sharon says the entire criminal justice system in the state is weighted against people of color.
There's one judge of color. I know of no prosecutors of color. I know of no defense lawyers of color. And there are very few law enforcement people of color.
Maine, of course, is one of the whitest states in the nation, which also makes it extremely difficult to seat racially and ethnically diverse juries when minority defendants go to trial. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.